about 15 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning. I can't believe it's October 6th already, but it is. Time flies when you're having fun, and we have a lot of fun on this program, spreading the Word of God and the truth of the teachings of the Catholic Church. Our phone number, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who is a Catholic author, speaker, and a mom, and she joins us about once a month, once or twice a month when she can, for our Mom's Corner segment, where she answers questions and addresses issues for Catholic moms. And she's one of the most popular bloggers out there, helping moms make the daily decisions in raising their kids up in the Catholic faith. And she has a great input and advice for moms, and she's also a terrific author. All right, sweetheart, how many books is it now?
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, stop. Tell me how many. Teresa. I'm trying to catch up with you.
How many books are out right now?
Well, how many do you have? How many have you written?
Okay, there are four out published now, two coming out in about a week, and another one, the Mother Teresa one, yet to come out. So, and some on the way after that.
God, so what's your total of books now?
What do you mean,
Teresa? Like, how many have you written so far, altogether?
Oh, let's see, four, five, six, seven total, but I'm working on some more right now.
I'm catching up slowly.
You are. God, oh, my gosh, you have that the girl series, too.
Yep, All Things Girl, and then we got Newsflash, so, yeah.
I know. I can't wait to get my copy of Newsflash.
Oh, that's right. You're reminding me subtly that I have to send you your copy.
Yes, and I'm sending a copy of the Saints book to Dominic because you told me he was stealing yours. So.
Yes, he took it. It's gone.
He took it.
So then you send one to me because he took ownership of that one when you sent it to me.
Okay.
So, all right, let's talk about the latest books. I know we have four copies of Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering. We're going to give four copies of that away this morning for our callers who are calling with a question for Donna. And what is the other book the new one that you're introducing?
The other new one is called The Domestic Church Room by Room.
That's the one that I endorsed for you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And you read that one. And so what do you want me to talk about?
Yes, please. Well, let's start with Grace Cafe.
Okay, Grace Cafe is called Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering. And like some of the chapter titles are A Mother's Call to Holiness, A Blessed Vocation of Love, A Gift of Self, Carving Out Time for Prayer, Unforgettable Teachings, The Heart of the Matter, The Grace of the Present Moment, Raising Saints to Heaven, Discovering Grace Within Suffering, Saintly Inspiration, Evangelizing the Household and the World, Poems and Prayers. And it's a book, hopefully, to give moms a pat on the back and a lot of encouragement and inspiration. And the neat thing about this book, if I may say so myself, is that has recipes with it each chapter, not recipes for a food recipe, but a recipe for situations in the home and different scenarios, you know, that a mom would go through living the Catholic life, and lots of tips and things like that. And in this book, I weave a lot more about myself, too. I'm kind of, you know, not being as shy about revealing my own personal life within my writings. I mean, I'm not really shy about it, just that I never like to boast about it. So I do reveal more little stories and snippets of things in this book. And so, we have any questions about it?
I was just wondering, in your work with moms, because you do a lot of speaking to moms groups and you blog with moms a lot, what are they most concerned about Catholic moms raising their kids today, do you think, Donna?
A lot of the moms with the little ones, the little tykes, are kind of scared about what they're facing in the future with their little ones, you know, because they know the culture is like now. And so they're kind of bracing themselves. And I think it's great, though, that they are embracing the faith and they want to know more about Catholic teaching. So I weave a lot of that into both of these books, both actually probably equally. But the Domestic Church is a study guide. But the moms are concerned with the culture quite a bit, how to combat the bad influences and how to, you know, keep peace and love and tranquility in their domestic churches, you know. So that's the whole thing, is to see our home life as a domestic church and to raise our children in prayer and love in the home so that they'll have some kind of leg to stand on when life throws stuff at them, when they're, you know, out in the world more.
Well, let me give out the phone number because you are gracefully offering, no pun intended, for Grace Cafe, but offering four copies to give away to the first four callers who call in with the question this morning. And it's the copy of the new book, Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering, by our Mom's Corner guest, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, 877 573-7825, 877-573-7825. And we'd like you to either ask a question or maybe comment on maybe some area of Catholic teaching that has helped you raise your kids. Or maybe if you're not a mom, you're just curious to read these beautiful books. Because, you know, Donna, I think even if you don't have children like myself, you can get an awful lot from your books.
Thank
just
you.
In terms of living your life as a good Catholic.
Oh, thank you. And I think they're also addressing Christian moms as well, not just Catholic moms, but, you know, I do have the Catholic teaching in there, so, and grandmothers and stepmothers and, of course,
godmothers, aunts like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit while we wait for the calls to rack up, because I know we already had people calling before you even came on. Again, 877-573-7825. Now, Domestic Church Room by Room, which I loved, is a teaching tool and is a study guide. But it kind of sounds like it could be almost like a companion piece for Grace Cafe, that they could go together.
Yes, actually, they definitely can go hand in hand, but they can be, you know, read separately as well. The Domestic Church has two parts per chapter, Domestic Church Room by Room, and it goes through it actually goes through each room of the house, just to make it a little more cozy feel to it and to apply these situations, living situations, and weave them into each room of the home. You know, for instance, like the foyer would be allowing the Blessed Mother into the house, you know, and talking about the Blessed Mother and how she pertains to our motherhood, and the garage, a husband in the picture. You know, I put the garage for the guys because they like to tinker in the garage or that kind of thing. The nursery, the blessings of little souls, and the living room, the heart of the home. So, it's you go through each room of the home. It's very conversational tone, nothing intimidating or too heavy or anything like that. I think you had even mentioned that. You said it's like sitting down with a cup of tea with me talking about this. And each chapter, like I said, has the two parts, and then each part has a few questions. So the mom can, it's actually good for engaged women, thinking about motherhood and thinking about family life, or even if you're not engaged, you know, thinking about wanting to know more about what our church teaches. So it's for women and mothers and engaged mothers. I said that again.
That's okay.
And sorry, didn't get much sleep last night. Somebody called me in the middle of the night.
Was it me?
No. And it was wrong number. But then I couldn't get back to sleep after that. So anyway, the mom can go through each chapter and answer the questions. And the great part about doing it within a group setting is you can share your insights and faith with one another, and you know, that camaraderie that comes in a group of women getting together, and as you know, with your talks that you give quite frequently. So it gives them an opportunity to share as well, and I think that's so important. So we feel as sisters in Christ on this journey together. You know, it's not something you have to feel that you're all alone in this, you know.
Well, I really like a domestic church because, as I said to you when I was writing you back and preparing my endorsement, that I can, it's your voice. I mean, it's a church speaking, but it's in your gentle voice, and it's not like you're lecturing. You're teaching, but it's not like, you know, you're condemning mothers or parents who are not doing a good enough job. It was very gentle, like you are. That's what I really liked about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was your voice coming through. Okay, we have calls coming in like crazy. Let's go to Christine first, the first caller this morning, who will get a copy of Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Moms. And she has a question, and she's calling from Indianapolis this morning. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Hi, Christine. Good morning, Teresa. And is it Debbie?
Donna.
Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Christine.
I have a very, probably a rough question, and probably typical of other families. My son did not marry the mother of my wonderful grandson. My grandson's almost 5, very intelligent, and the mom went on, and she's living with another man and has another baby, and the whole situation's a mess. And, you know, like he's saying, is my son really his daddy? And I don't know what to say here. I mean, you know, of course I want to say they didn't make the right decisions, but I don't, you know, want to cause trouble, so I don't see my grandson. I want to be charitable and kind. Do you have any suggestions, anything I could read, or what should I say? I'm sure this is a situation that's typical of many families out there.
How old is your grandson?
He's almost 5. He'll be 5 in February, and he's very bright.
And he's asking all of these questions because he knows that, He is with his dad, but he's not with his mother. Is that
no? He's with the mom, and she's, you know, giving us kind of fits. She's with this other man with a new baby, and we haven't seen him as much. And he did come over last Thursday, and we hope he's in our lives more so. My son does support him, and it's like he says, well, you're John, you're not my daddy anymore, and it's like, no, this is your daddy, I'm your grandma.
So it's a real confusing situation then.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Christine, hang on. We're going to ask Donna, let Donna address that, and hang on, because we're going to get you a copy of the book. So don't hang up, okay, because we need to get your information. Okay,
Christine, I think anything just done with love and patience would be the key here, and it's very tough, and this is unfortunately not unusual in our world today. It's more of the norm rather than the exception to have broken families and mixed families. But it is important for you, I think, to get across to your grandson in a very non-threatening manner that, yes, you are the grandma, and yes, this is daddy, you know, or dad, and just do everything with love and patience. And I think the key is patience, because if you're overbearing or even frightened about the whole situation, he's going to pick up on that. So I think with prayer and patience and just a lot of love, and do everything you can to facilitate more visiting time. So in a very gentle way, not to threaten the mom or anything like that. So I think, you know, once you can become friendly with the mom, you probably already are, maybe, I don't know, but so that she doesn't feel threatened. You know, it's a tough situation. Everyone is, you know, afraid of the other and afraid of stepping on toes or angry at one another. So try to put any anger aside. Just, you know, pray a lot and just be very loving. I'm sure you already are, and patience. And I think that's going to win in the end. And, you know, it's like the baby in the Bible about cutting the baby in half, you know. So you don't want to cut that baby in half. You want that grandson intact. So you just want to, you know, do your part, but don't be overbearing, and just try to facilitate the time together, but don't be pushy in that they're going to be more frightened and pull back, and then you might not have that time with them. You know what I mean?
She
could just go off and get crazy and just pull them away. So.
Yeah, we've got four lines, so I want to move on to the next call.
Good luck. God bless you, Christine. I'll say a prayer for you.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate it. Down to Jacksonville, Florida, where Dawn is calling on line two. Hi, Dawn. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Donna. I have been working with a children's Eucharistic Holy Hour for the last 4 years, and I've had questions from moms out of state that wanted to start a holy hour with children in their parish. And I was thinking how great it would be if we had a book that introduced moms with young children to the idea of taking their children to adoration. It's been a blessing for these families. I see it in their children. In fact, the moms will tell me, you know, my daughter can't wait to see Jesus, and she's wondering why we didn't go this week. And I think some moms just don't realize that Jesus wants to have a relationship, you know, with their young children, and hesitate because they make noise and all. Mm-hmm. But I think if they had a book that just was sort of an expose on sitting in front of Jesus on his throne, that would be less threatening and more inviting for them to approach him.
So I think
children.
Dawn, you're asking if Donna's ever thought about doing such a book, which
yes,
I think is a great idea.
Excellent idea, yes. And as a matter of fact, they do children's things, and that's a wonderful suggestion. And I also encourage moms and small children to come quite often to the Blessed Sacrament. So even within the writings I have for the adults and the moms and the women, I do have that in there to, you know, not be afraid to stop for 5-10 minutes, even if it's not a planned holy hour or a time, to stop because Jesus is there waiting, and teach your children to come to Jesus. So it's excellent, excellent idea for the book as well. So I will pursue that for you, and just keep in touch with my blogs and website, and you never know, soon down the line there could possibly be something like that, or someone else might take on the task. But I always encourage that myself, to go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament with your children. Wonderful.
You know, the Pope mentioned that, if you remember, Dawn and Donna Marie, he mentioned that to the young people when he was here in April. He talked about, and they actually used that quote about silence before the Blessed Sacrament. Don't be afraid of the silence, which is very, very important.
That's right.
Okay, Dawn, thanks, sweetie. Hang on. We're going to get you a copy of the book. Lori from Iowa on line four. Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning. My question for Donna is what kind of things she can give us to fight this thing with giving our children time to get closer to Jesus, but yet the sports and everything that is demanded on us, especially in small towns, that other parents get upset with us when we don't put our kids in that, and also for the kids to choose Jesus over some of those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the balance. That's
came
a great
to the
question.
Right place. Yeah. You came to the right place because in Grace Cafe, you're gonna read about that. So you're gonna get that pretty soon in the mail. But it is a balancing act, and there's no perfect solution. It's just that parents have to keep things to a dull roar, especially the ones that are creeping in on the Sundays. And, you know, I talk about keeping Sunday holy in these two new books. But I think you have to do set the parameters. You do have to set the limits and teach your children that, yes, sports practices and all of these things are wonderful and you want to be well-rounded, but we can't let them take over our lives to the extent that you're pushing out. You know, you never should miss Mass for a sports practice, of course, but we want to teach them to go to Jesus. And it starts in the womb. It starts as infants. You have to instill this in them as small children and just raise them with it so it becomes very natural to them, and then they will choose.
I was just going to say that, yeah, because if you put that before them, that this is an activity that is part of their life, and as a last caller, I think it was Christine who talked about, or the Dawn from Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and how, was it her daughter or some of the kids that are going to Eucharistic Adoration, excuse me, are saying, well, when are we going to go see Jesus? So it becomes something that they desire.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, but you'll see some of this in the book that you're going to get. And I talk about this subject, and I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lori, great. Thanks so much.
Thank
you. You will get
God
a copy
you,
of the
Lori.
Book. And we're talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, introducing her brand new two books, Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering, and another terrific book, which I endorsed, is called Domestic Church Room by Room. We only have about 3 minutes left. I'll ask Maria's question from San Antonio for her, Donna, since we're running out of time, but she also gets a copy of the book.
I don't know her question for certain.
And she's wondering if this would be a good book to help people along with their faith. In other words, maybe if she's not even a parent, you know, just to kind of really encourage people and rediscover their Catholicism. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. Absolutely. I think, you know, if I may say so myself, it's done in a way that's, like I said, non-intimidating, and it's conversational, but it draws you deeper and deeper into the faith, and it explains what it's all about, and even just in the sacrifices and sufferings of being a mother or a grandmother, you know, to raise these little children, these little saints to heaven. So it will definitely draw, by the grace of God, draw you closer to our Lord and the Blessed Mother.
Yeah, I think Domestic Church Room by Room, too, because it's a great study guide, and one great way to learn more about your faith is to study it, you know, and to ask the questions, answer the questions in a group, or even maybe just on your own, just to get more familiar with the documents. Wow, that went by fast, sister.
Yes, it did.
All right, give us your website again and how people can order the books.
Okay, and I have a special going on now that was supposed to end yesterday or today. I think yesterday, but I'm...
Oh, we have a sale. I love sales. I never met a sale
I'm
didn't like.
Extend it till tomorrow, Our Lady of the Rosary on
Yay.
The 7th. And www.DonnaCooperOBoyle.com. So it's DonnaCooper. OBOYLE.com. I have three blogs coming off of that if you care to take a look. And you can order anything through there. So please feel free to visit.
All righty. So that's DonnaCooperOBoyle.com.
Right.
Okay. It's very easy to spell OBOYLE Cooper, common spelling.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe. Yeah. DonnaCooperOBoyle.com. And they can find all the links to all your fantastic blogs, too.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. It's been wonderful to be on with you again. It goes by so fast.
I know. We'll have you on again real soon.
Okay,
love you. Take care of yourself.
Love you, too. God bless your day. God bless everyone for calling in.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, of course, is a Catholic mom, author, and speaker, and has written two brand new books, Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering, which we gave away today. Thank you, Donna, for that, and Domestic Church, Room by Room. They're beautiful books. I encourage you to go to her website and check out her blogs and all of her material, and also to have her at your parish for a speaker. For a mom's retreat or a women's retreat, she'd be fantastic. DonnaCooperOBoyle.com. Again, DonnaCooperOBoyle.com. Coming up, another great lady of the Lord, Dr. Meg Meeker. Stay tuned.